USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's talking about reopening the U.S. economy. More and more governors, though, are imposing new orders, including wearing masks whenever going out in public, to grocery stores, pharmacies, or anywhere else. Here's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan.
There are some very real reasons for hope and optimism right now. And there is clearly a light at the end of this tunnel. But exactly how and when we will get to that light is going to be up to each and every one of us.
The U.S. Navy says Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps is carrying out dangerous, provocative actions in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. Navy says 11 Iranian vessels harassed six Navy and Coast Guard ships on Wednesday, one of them passing within 30 feet of a Coast Guard cutter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This morning, we'll be getting a look at the number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits last week as the nation continues to struggle with the COVID-19 pandemic. Most analysts expect that number to come in at about 5 million. In a normal week in recent times, that number would have been around 200,000. A new wristband is being tested that vibrates when the wearer becomes within 6 feet of another person. A dozen workers at a Ford factory in Michigan are trying out the buzzing wristbands to try to help them maintain social distance guidelines during the pandemic, and it's one of several safety ideas that Ford is considering as it prepares to resume production next month. Chicago's getting a break from snow today. Yesterday, over a dozen people were hurt in a pileup involving nearly 60 vehicles on the Kennedy Expressway, blamed on the slick roads. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Chicago getting a bit of a break from snow today, as yesterday over a dozen people were injured in a pileup involving nearly 60 vehicles on the Kennedy Expressway, blamed on snowfall. Today it'll be a dry day in Chicago. Throughout the day, though, rain will move in after sunset. And that will change to snow from about 10 p.m. till midnight and will accumulate into Friday morning. Early forecasts calling for 3 to 5 inches, and visibility in slick roads will be an issue for tomorrow morning's commute. Kanye West is certain that he'll be casting his first ballot in the 2020 presidential election for Donald Trump. In a new GQ cover story, West hinted that he will be voting for Trump, citing that he won't allow his past fear of criticism to keep him from casting his vote this time around. The Jesus is King artist went on to respond to those who thought his career would crash and burn after coming out as a Trump supporter, and said that he's still here. West most recently spoke of his admiration for the president to the Wall Street Journal, saying he refuses to vote Democrat simply because it's expected of him as a black man. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.